You want answers?
You haven't answered my question.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
So, do you come to Milwaukee often?
You know how fast you were going?
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
You're gonna have to answer to the Coca-Cola company.
You can't handle the truth!
We can handle Rafer and Kristen. They're both here. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. They are the Movie Date podcast, here to review the movies of the week. Welcome, guys.
Happy Friday, hey, John.
Happy Friday, indeed. Let's start right away with The Intern. Now, this is a deceptively new premise, but actually it's kind of an old premise. Let's hear a clip.
Oh, thanks, but you don't have to. I can open the door. Okay, so this shouldn't take more than an hour, but if you can't stay here, I'll call Becky, and then she'll find you, and then you can just pull up.
Don't worry. I'll be here.
I think I forgot to eat today.
Should I pick you up some sushi?
So we've got Anne Hathaway and Robert De Niro. How does this go?
All right, so Anne Hathaway is an overextended online fashion mogul. She has this startup, and she's just working and working and working and working. She starts this new senior intern program, and Robert De Niro is one of the interns who's working with her. And, of course, he turns out to be not just an intern, but also a confidant, a caretaker, a best friend, all those things. Of course, it's totally schlocky. It's ridiculous. It's predictable. And yet I also found everybody really likable, and I ended up really enjoying this movie.
It's like Mrs. Doubtfire without the costume.
It's really very charming, and I think Kristen's right. Not much actually happens. I kept waiting for the older generation to teach the younger generation something and vice versa. That doesn't really happen. Everyone just kind of gets along really well, and Robert De Niro's nice, and Anne Hathaway's pretty nice. I think it wouldn't work if you didn't have two great stars, and also Nancy Meyers, writer-director, who did Baby Boom and It's Complicated and The Parent Trap. And when I left, I thought, well, that was totally meaningless and trivial, but also really enjoyable and fun.
People being nice with smiles on their faces. What's wrong with that? Movie number two, Green Inferno. Now, this is an unusual offering this weekend, and it's got a debate going.
It does. This is the opposite of The Intern. Not a lot of smiles on people's
right.
faces. It's a bunch of Western do-gooders, college-age types who get together. They're going to go to Peru, chain themselves to some trees, and stop the evil corporations from encroaching on the land of the native tribes people. And the native tribes people wind up hunting them down for dinner. It's the latest from Eli Roth, the horror director. And there's been some debate because some NGOs and nonprofits have said this is a very racist, retrograde film that encourages harmful stereotypes of the villagers.
Is this studio or indie, this film?
It's indie. It's Eli Roth. He's definitely more of an indie maker. Yeah. It's been around for a while, too. It's been around since at least 2013 or so.
But I do have to say, Rafer, I do think it is racist.
I do
think this is just completely racist garbage. At times, it's very gratifying to see these sanctimonious activists get their due, but at the same time, it's so horrible. None of the native peoples actually get any of their lines translated. None of them are treated like humans. They're all complete monsters in this depiction.
And is this in wide release?
This is indeed, yes. I thought it was hilarious. I got a big kick out of it. I thought it was really funny watching these college-age students go out and get hunted
gross.
Down by the tribes people.
It's
remarkably
too.
Gross, of course. It's a cannibal film. It's a cannibal film, and it's a throwback to all the schlocky, horrible, disreputable cannibal films of the 60s and 70s. I thought it was a lot of fun and very funny.
But even the way it was made was exploitative. Eli Roth actually said he went into the rainforest and he got these people who'd never even seen cameras to act out and pantomime all these roles. I just feel like even the making of the film's a problem.
Sounds like a bad episode of Gilligan's Island. What's on the podcast?
Well, we were very lucky to talk with PJ O'Rourke because we have this new movie, Drunk, Stoned, Brilliant, Dead, which is a documentary about National Lampoon. He's a National Lampoon alum, and he talked with us all about the heyday.
Grumpy old PJ. Was he in a good mood?
Oh, he was.
He was delightful.
All right. Fantastic. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the podcast. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, John.
You too, John.